Kinverse presents The Jungle Sports Festival, A Magical Jungle Tale. Let's begin. The annual sports festival in the Great Green Jungle was the most awaited event of the year. Only animals gathered to participate in various games, from racing to climbing challenges, but the most thrilling of them all was the High and Seek Championship. This year, two teams were ready to battle it out, the Jungle Kings and the Daredevils. The Jungle King consisted of Nico the Monkey, Polly the Parrot, and Slinky the Snake. On the other hand, the Daredevils had Bruno the Bear, Coco the Crow, and Lizzie the Lizard. The revered and wise elephant, Elder Tusker, was chosen as the umpire for the game. All right, teams, gather around. Elder Tusker's deep voice echoed through the clearing. We'll start with a toss to decide who hides first. He tossed a large, smooth pebble in the air, heads for the Jungle Kings, tails for the Daredevils. The pebble landed heads up. The Jungle Kings will hide first, announced Elder Tusker. The Daredevils, you start counting to 500 with your eyes closed. Bruno, Coco, and Lizzie turned towards a tree and began their count. Meanwhile, Miko, Polly, and Slinky huddled together to plan their hiding spot. Let's hide in that big banyan tree, suggested Polly. It has plenty of leaves and branches to cover us. Miko scratched his head. That's a good idea for you and Slinky. But I'll be spotted easily by Coco from up there. Crows have sharp eyes. And true, Slinky hissed thoughtfully. But where else can we hide? Miko's eyes twinkled with mischief. What about Rusty Fox's cave? Slinky recoiled. Rusty? Are you serious? He's known to be cunning. He might eat us. Relax, Holly reassured them. I know Rusty well. We've helped each other in the past. He won't harm us. Trust me. After a moment's hesitation, Slinky nodded. All right, let's go. They hurried towards Rusty's cave, just as the Daredevil's count reached 300. Rusty, the fox with his fiery red fur, was lounging outside his cave when he saw the trio approach. Well, well, what brings you here? Rusty greeted them with a sly grin. We need a place to hide for the High and Seek Championship, Polly explained quickly. Will you help us? Rusty chuckled. Hide here? In my cave? That's bold. But all right, I promise not to tell anyone. You have my word. The Jungle Kings quickly hid inside the cave, while the Daredevils reached the count of 500. Time's up. Let's find them, Bruno growled. The Daredevils spread out to search. Bruno scoured the ground, Coco flew from tree to tree, and Lizzie peeked into holes and bushes. An hour passed, and they hadn't found a single Jungle King. We're running out of time, Coco squawked. If we keep searching like this, we'll lose. We have to win, Lizzie said firmly. Think of a plan, Coco. Coco smirked. I have many pigeon friends. I'll ask them to spread the message that Polly's chick has fallen from the nest and is injured. Polly won't be able to resist coming out if he hears that. Bruno frowned. That's dishonest. We should play fair. Well, honest Bruno, Lizzie rolled her eyes. Do you remember how they laughed at us when we lost last year? We can't let that happen again. Reluctantly, Bruno agreed, and Coco flew off to spread the false news. Meanwhile, inside Rusty's cave, the Jungle Kings were relaxing. Suddenly, Rusty burst in, looking alarmed. Polly, I just heard from the pigeons. Your chick fell from the nest and is hurt. Polly's heart skipped a beat. What? I need to go now. Wait, Miko tried to stop him. What if it's a trick? I can't take that risk, Polly exclaimed, flying out of the cave in a panic. Miko and Slinky followed closely, worried about their friend. In his hurry, Polly didn't see a branch sticking out and collided with it. He tumbled to the ground, injuring his wing. Polly, Miko cried, rushing to his side. At that moment, Coco swooped down triumphantly. Ah, there you are. We found you with 5 minutes to spare. Slinky hissed angrily. Coco, Polly's chick is hurt. We need to help him. Coco cackled. There's no injured chick. It was a plan to lure you out, and it worked perfectly. Miko clenched his fists. You tricked us. That's not fair. We're reporting this to Elder Tusker, Slinky said firmly. The Jungle Kings carried the injured Polly to Elder Tusker and narrated the entire incident. The Daredevils, looking guilty, stood silently as Elder Tusker listened. After a long pause, Elder Tusker spoke. Using deception to win is against the spirit of the game. Let this be a reminder to all that honesty and integrity are the true marks of a champion. The Jungle Kings play honestly, while the Daredevils resorted to trickery. Therefore, the Jungle Kings are the winners. Bruno hung his head in shame. We're sorry, Elder Tusker. As punishment, the Daredevils are banned from participating in the next 3 Jungle Sports Festivals, Elder Tusker declared. Let this be a lesson to everyone. Honesty and fairness must always come first. Remember how the daredevil's trick caused hurt and disappointment. Their dishonest actions led to punishment and shame. Let this be a lesson that true victory comes from playing fair and respecting others. The animals cheered for the jungle kings, who celebrated their victory with dignity. Later that evening, Rusty visited Polly. I'm sorry, Polly. I didn't know it was a trick. Polly smiled. It's all right, Rusty. We won because we stayed true to our values. Polly smiled gently. I've learned that no game or prize is more important than being honest in time. Winning is sweet, but winning fairly is even sweeter. Mika added, and remember, trust is fragile. Once broken, it's hard to earn back. We should always play with fairness and respect. Mika nodded, and that's the most important victory of all. The lesson of this story. Winning isn't everything. True champions are those who play fair, respect their opponents, and maintain integrity. Cheating may give short-term success, but honesty always leads to long-term respect and victory. Did you know? Elephants have great memories and are known to never forget. In this story, Elder Tusker represents wisdom and fairness. Did you know? Some monkeys can jump over 30 feet in a single leap, just like the contestants in the Jungle Sports Festival. Now let's talk about the story. What is the most awaited event in the Great Green Jungle? Which two teams participated in high and seek championship? Who was the umpire of the game? Where did the Jungle Kings decide to hide? Why did Mika suggest not hiding in the banyan tree? What trick did Coco use to lure Polly out? What happened to Polly when he rushed out of the cave? How did Elder Tusker punish the daredevils for their dishonesty? What lesson did the animals learn from the game? What is the moral of the story? Fun things to try. Create your jungle team. Design a team with three jungle animals for the next sports festival. Give your team a name and describe their strengths and the game they'll play. Jungle trophy craft. Create a trophy using craft materials like paper, cardboard, and glitter. Write a message of fairness and sportsmanship on it. Team cheer song. Write a cheer song for your jungle team to motivate them during the games. That was the Jungle Sports Festival, a magical jungle tale from Kidverse. You can read this story and see of all the pictures at kidversehub.com. Thank you for listening and keep being curious.